In this week's Parsha, Parshas Noach, we have the famous story of the devastating flood that took over the entire world and destroyed everything, man, animals, earth, anything that wasn't on the boat that Noach had built was going to be destroyed in this mabul. And on this boat, we're going to have Noach, his family, his wife, his children, and we are going to have two of every non-kosher animal and seven pairs of every kosher animal, so that we'll have a representation of all the animals at the end of this flood. And the Chumash goes into great detail about the dimensions of this teva, of what the boat looked like. And the question is that no matter how big this boat was going to be, there's no way that all the animals are going to fit on the boat. There are too many animals in the world, and some of the animals, as we know, are huge. To get all the animals, a representation of all the animals on this boat, was going to take a great miracle. And so then the question becomes, why do I need to know the dimensions of this boat? What does it give me to know how big the boat was? I know that this boat is not big enough for the animals. I know that there's going to be some sort of miracle going on here for all the animals to fit on it. So why is it important for me to know the dimensions? So we have to see, what can I learn from the dimensions? It says that the teva was 300 amos long, 50 amos deep, and 30 amos wide. An amos is an arm's length. So it's about 300 arm's lengths long, 300 amos long, 50 amos deep, and 30 amos wide. If we take these three numbers and turn it into a gematria is giving every number its numerical value, then we're going to end up with the word lashon, which means tongue, or lashon, which means language or speech. Lamed is 30, shin is 300, and nun is 50, which is the dimensions of the teva, 300 long, 50 deep, and 30 wide. So perhaps by looking at the word lashon, language, words, speech, which we know is our most powerful faculty, because words can build and words can kill, and words are important. What can we learn about Noach, the Teva, and the great test of the flood of the world? Much, much later on in the time of Yeshayahu, Hashem is trying to comfort Yeshayahu, and he says to him, Ki mei Noach zosli, that the floodwaters of Noach are for me, as I promised you, I promised the world, that I would never repeat a flood like the flood of Noach, like Mei Noach again, on the ground, on the earth. I've also promised you that I'm not going to be angry at you. And Hashem goes on to comfort Yeshayahu. He says, although I get angry for a minute, a care and my comfort and my concern for you is eternal. The same way that I will never bring a mabul again, I will not destroy you, Yeshayahu, you, the Jewish people, from this earth. That's a very comforting pasuk, but the question is, why is it called Mei Noach? Why is it called the flood of Noach? After all, Noach was the hero of the story. He's the one who saved the animals, he's the one who saved the people, he's the one who saved the world. He's the hero. He's the one that was the tzaddik. He's the righteous person. So why is it called the flood of Noach? It should be called the flood. Or the flood even that happened in the time of Noach. But here it seems to be his flood, almost like it's his fault. So the famous answer that is given is that Noach was given 120 years to build the teva. And we would have expected that more than seven people are going to be saved with him. You have 120 years where you know the flood is coming. Try and bring some people to return with you. Try and save others. Try and talk to people and explain to them what's going to happen, like your descendant Avraham Avinu is going to do, where he's going to invest all of his time and effort into bringing more people close to Hashem, to telling other people about the revelation that he himself has had. Noach, you have a revelation. Share it. Use your mouth, use your tongue to talk to other people. So Noach did not use Lashon properly. The fact that this Lashon is given to us in dimensions of length and depth and width tells us also something about how we should look at our words, about our Lashon. When I say something, when we speak, the question is, we have to ask ourselves these three questions. How long are my words? Meaning, how long lasting? We all have words in our heads that were spoken years and years and years ago. Some are hurtful and painful words. Some are healing words. These words stay with us forever. And the very scary thing when we say our words is that we don't know the impact that our words are going to have. We don't know which words will last the longest. So we need to put thought into them. Do I really want these words to be carried around in someone's head for all of eternity? And if I don't, then I should change the words. I should change what I'm saying. How deep are my words? Have I invested effort into making sure that they are meaningful? Are they special? Are they careful? And how wide, meaning, and this is especially, I think, important for our days, how many people will my words impact? What is the width of my words? How many people will be affected? Today we can write down our words and send it out as a message, and thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people can be impacted with my words. So words have depth and length and width, and I have to think about that when I speak. If we go one letter ahead of Lashon, meaning if you take the three letters, Lamed, Shin, and Nun, and you go one letter ahead, you're going to get the three letters of Mem, which is one letter ahead of Lamed. You're going to get Tav, which is one letter ahead of Shin, and you're going to get Samach, which is one letter ahead of Nun. If you take these three letters, you're going to get the word Satam, which means to close, to seal. Sasum, it means something that's closed up. And perhaps this tells us, again, it indicates that Noach's mouth was sealed while he was a tzaddik. He didn't do the outreach. While both he and Avram were Balei Chesed, Avram showed achrayus to his generation, and Noach sealed himself up. He took care of himself and his family, but not the rest of his generation. And when he was saved from the flood, what did he do? And again, we could take the word Lashon, and now we could go one letter before Lashon. We're going to get the letters of Kaf, Resh, and Mem, which is Kerem. Kerem is a vineyard. And perhaps we can hardly even imagine Noach's devastation, personal devastation, when he came out of the flood and he realized that he was all alone there. And after spending a whole year in the Teva, he escaped. He escaped his pain, and he escaped it by building a kerem, a vineyard, which the Midrash says was not a good thing to do. We know at that point that he goes from being called an ish tzaddik to an ish ha'adama, a person who loves the soil. The words of the pasuk are vayachel, he began. But there are other ways to say begin. When you look at the word vayachel, you'll see the word chol. Chol means mundane. He, instead of elevating himself by using his lashon, by saving other people with him, he ends up being all alone in his kerem, and he made himself chol. One of the commandments of Noach was to build a tzohar for his teva. We don't know exactly what the tzohar is. It's translated either as a window, build a window in your boat, or a precious gem. But either way, the purpose of this tzohar was to bring light into his teva. Of course, the word teva means boat or an ark, it's a type of boat. But teva also means a word. And perhaps the message here is to make sure that when we use our lashon, bring light, bring tzohar to your teva. You're going to use your speech. Make sure that your words are used to bring light and encouragement to each other. It doesn't mean that we are meant to shut our mouths and not talk at all, because we see that that also wasn't the solution. But take your lashon. Don't escape to a kerem, but take your lashon and bring tzohar, bring light to your teva. We are all broken, shattered, devastated by the situation which all of Klal Yisrael is dealing with. But there's been a tremendous amount of outpouring of support for each other, of positive speech, of warm words, of kind words, directed all around. And we should continue to use our speech to bring light and to bring tzohar, to bring comfort and to bring warmth and to give words of depth and of breadth and of length. And we should use our words only to bring comfort to each other.